Blog Talk Radio.
מזמור פלבט, מזמור לאסף. אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. עד מתי תשפטו עוול, ופני רשעים תישאו סלע? שפטו דל ויתום, עני ורש הצדיקו. פלטו דל ואביון, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי ארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד הסתרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
מזמור פבט, מזמור לאסף.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerem Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
that I still have them do unto you. Life is a cycle and I know it's true. Anything you do coming right back to you. Many a call but it's only a few. Make sure say a power with the righteous crew. Or never indulge in a box to eat the idol stew. That's the right brew. Healthy food keep you pure and new. Say a prayer every day just to keep you in line. Remember me tell you it's a judgment time. Open your eyes and stop being blind. Seek and search, you surely will find. The last thing ever up in abundance and sign. Work hard for yours and I'll work for mine. Show some love and be kind. Stop from your crime. Tell you good and never ever get left behind. No, yeah, run from the job.
Because I love it. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life. In the house of the Lord, such a Rastafari. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life. In the house of the Lord, such a Rastafari. Oh, as I approach the gates of Zion, I can hear the choir singing. As I approach the gates of Zion, I can hear the choir singing. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life. In the house of the Lord, Jah Rastafari. I love him, I'll serve him all the days of my life. In the house of the Lord, Jah Rastafari. Shalimani, 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 shalimani. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind.
Yeah. Yeah. Every city, state, county, every intellectual institution is only a set of interactions. It's only a body of relations. Human relations. So each one is a subset, you see, of human family. There's been enough examples, you see, of scientific envy. Invented everything and can't harness their emotions. Building bigger and a bigger and a falsified foundation. Their self-view worldview was the root of their intention. Snobbish, elitist aspiration. Dismissed creation's hard evidences. I'm watching them 360 to the Ethiopian. It's divine and comedic conscience. Trying to avoid embarrassment. No. Deep space eyes that look in. The deep water eyes that look in. And the Hubble bring back pictures, it's the same thing. From the atom of a carbon to a hurricane. And the spiral in the knowledge of the surfing. Look like cell replication, how they work in. And the knowledge that remains still elusive. The tetrahedral that the trips up the scene with, that the high speed of the molecule work with, rush into the singularity to rupture the time with, the monumental megalithic mind they openly covet. Any one human mind is more complex than anything you build. Yeah. Still among the insects, still among the as the abstract thought has chemical representation and tangible MRI. So it's real when your word code is to crystalline. Then the sitting in the critical ruling place of rhyme. And ethics and moral was long ago put aside to reserve space for discovery of patents and copyright. So there's a rich history of animals used in disguise, of the prey and of the predators alike. Must seem to them to be alive. Studying everything that needs not sunlight. everything I need, not the light. You just the brightest.
Lack this chet, this missing the mark. So come. Make I and I reason. Come make a reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking
the truth in love?
The truth in love. The truth of the king.
In love.
This forfeiture. This lack. This chet. This missing the mark. So come. Make I and I reason. Come make a reason and discuss the importance. What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? What is the importance of speaking the truth in love? In love. In love.
Ki ya'ima nidabira ha'emet bi'ahava v'negidila v'chol davar la'u la'mashiach asher huwa ha'rosh. Here, Ephesians 4 and 15. But speaking the truth in love.
In love.
For speaking the truth in love, but speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidabira ha'emet. Be ahava, speaking the truth in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet be ahava, in love. Ki im nidaber ha'emet be ahava we negidla be kol davar lau la Mashiach hasher huwa harosh.
Full of all, Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things. That is head, Moshiach, even Mashiach, even Messiah, even Christos, even Christ in his kingly character.
Ki im nedaber ha'emeta be'ahava, we negidila b'kol davar lo, la Mashiach, asher hu, ha-rosh. Ki im nedaber Hayemet be ahava.
Here is in the eyes of the beholder. My love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer. Here is in the eyes of the beholder. My love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer. Here is in the eyes of the beholder. My love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter. Endure much longer, live much longer.
The people see the sons of man. The people see the words of man. The people hear the light of mine. The people pray the fire of mine. The people sing the sons of man. The people pray the light of mine. The people pray the fire of mine. The people burn the fire of mine.
Babylon, hey, you done.
Yeah.
people sing the songs of man. The people praise the God of man. The people speak the words of man. The people live the dream of man.
Gonna mash them down. Yes, word sounds and power's gonna trample them down. With word sounds and power, I and I shall go. Word sounds and power shall take us through. Yes, word sounds and power, we won't be blue. With word sounds and power, I and I shall go through. Yes, cause like the days of King Pharaoh, Christ was for us, yes, this I know. Oh, with word sounds and power, yeah. Oh, yeah. With word sounds and power, we shall win a home. And word sounds and power, we will stand our ground. Word sounds and power, I and I shall go. Yeah. With word sounds and power, we shall go. With word sounds and power, we shall know no sorrow. Word sounds and power shall take us through. Yeah. Word sounds of power, we won't be blue. Like the days of old, word sounds and power was all we know. Remember the Red Sea, remember the Blue Sea, Moses and Aaron did take us through all the years. Word sounds and power to get us through. Word sounds and power to take us through. Not brutality, they use humanity. Yeah. With word sounds and power, we'll stand on our own. With word sounds and power, now we're fully grown. Yes, word sounds and power, we must use. Oh. Word sounds and power shall break them down. With word sounds and power, we've got to hold. Yes, word sounds and power is all we have. Yeah. A power, a word. Word sounds and power.
Word, sound, and power, right there. That's the classic Enos. Enos McLeod right there with word, sound, and power. And it connects here with these Torah readings and feedings here in the 28th for Shabbat Mitzorah, commonly translated as the Sabbath of the Leper, HaMitzorah. But a little more clearly understand the Hebrew, the Shabbat, the Mitzorah, of the skin disease. Now, there's an interesting connection we're going to seek to unpack with Hamotzi, right? The one who brings forth, for Motzi Ra'a, Motzi Ra, the one who brings forth hurt or harmful or bad, usually in the connection with gossip, tale-bearing, slander, on those sort of levels right there, the Azir. But that was just to heal up Enos McLeod, classic roots tune. And here's another classic before we touch on this 28th sabbatical here at the third day of the Shabuah, right here for the T2T Testify Tuesday. Prince Paul, all right.
Yeah. The prominent strong, yeah?
Bring forward another Moses, and your forward my father, God, bring another Bob. bring another bubble. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. Words come before sound. Remember, Prince Far, I said it up. Words come before sound. Are you ready? Another Moses, another forward, another Bob Marley. Gotta bring back another Moses. Gotta miss to bring back another Bob Marley. Yeah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Young one, bless thy people and see thine inheritance, feed them and lift them up also forevermore.
Listen up, Babylon, them of them one barbarities and them idol god. Shot the gates so you can see the girls them like wrong, pretending to be when them not me know them hearts clock the world get to you saying a bop. When you tell me get to you about the heritage where them up, the get to you never buy no pussy no no bop.
Shabbat shalom, shendet salam, shalom, salam, salam. This Torah portion reading and feeding here, we have the 28th reading from HaTorah, which are directions, instructions, and it's called in the Hebrew, Masoretic, the Mitzorah, Mitzorah. More properly in the Royal Amharic here, Lemtzamu, Lemtzamu. Previously we had called it Bemenzatu, and focusing on the day of cleansing. So Mitzorah, Mitzorah, Lemtzamu, Lemtzamu. We've updated that within the chart as well. Slika, Yikitane, you know, but as we are growing in grace and that knowledge, just to make that very clear right here, here for the Aliyah, for the Anafora, right, for the word, sound, and power for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, the 28th in I-9 yearly cycle of Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat HaMitzorah, the Sabbath of the leper, also known as Shabbat Shalom. So here the 28th reading from the Torah Mitzorah. The word means leper, HaMitzorah, the leper, Lemtzamu, the one that is in the natural type skin disease. So we connect that with the Lashon Hara'ah, right, with the speaker of evil, evil speaker, gossip, rumor, tale bearing, which diseases the community. Now, the word, it appears in the second verse of the reading for this parasha, which says, this shall be the law of the Torah of HaMitzorah in the day of his cleansing. Be-Mitzatu. And here in Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 14, verse 2. So Leviticus 14, it basically spells out the complex purification rites and ritual for the cleansing of a mitzora, a leper, a motzira, and a
leprous home, a leprous house, a leprous bait. Now, Leviticus chapter 15, it briefly covers the Torah, or the laws, direction, instructions regarding ritual unfitness that stems from bodily emissions or issues, from the issues from the body. Now, except in biblical calendar leap years, and we're in the leap years here, Mitzorah is usually read together with the previous Torah portion, Tazariah, on the same Shabbat. The reading and the reasoning. What's the reason for the season, Chabarim? So here, to ride up with this Torah portion, Sabbath, Shalom. So here, picking up the Hebrew first words, and first word here, Beshem Ha'av, Wehabain, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. He who be, we be, the One. So here, picking up with the Kaf Chet, the 28th, reading and feeding, the manna for this Shabbat here, picking up with the third book of Moshe. Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 14, chapter XIV, the Yod Dalet chapter. Why Daberi Yahweh? Why Daber Yahweh Moshe Lemur? Zota Tihye Torah Tahamitzorah. Biyomat Aharato. Wihuba Ilaha Kohen.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, to the priest, to the priest, to the priest.
Here, picking up third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, chapter 14. A holy, a set apart Elohim, true good, true God, a holy, an Isla, a set apart people. Fourth item right here. HaTorah, the Orit, direction, instructions of Lentamu, of the Mitzorah, of the leper's cleansing. And the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, spake to Moshe, saying, Why Daberi, Yahuwah, Why Daber, Yahweh, La Moshe, Le Mor, This Zot, Tihyeh, This shall be Zot, This She, This Tihyeh, This shall be Torah, Torah, This shall be the law, the direction, the instruction, the Torah, Taha, Mitzorah, the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing, Biyomat Aharato,
Aharato.
He shall be brought to the priest, Wihuba il HaKohen, and HaKohen and the Kohen, the priest, shall go forth out of the camp, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall look and hine, and look in sight. Here it is. If Hanega, Hanega, if the plague, if the nega, if the plague, if the plague of leprosy, of tzara'at, of skin disease, be healed in HaMitzorah, in the leper, then shall HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water, over living water, water. As for the living bird, He shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them, and the living bird, in the blood, Hadam, of the bird that was killed over the running water, over the living water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the tzara'at, from the lens away, skin disease, leprosy, seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open fields. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean. And after that he shall come into the camp, and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head, rosho, his ras, and his beard, and his eyebrows. Even all his hair shall he shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh in water, and shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take two he lambs without blemish, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meal minka offering, mingled with oil, and one log of oil. And on Yom HaShemini, the eighth day, he shall take two he male lambs without blemish, and one ewe female lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for a meal offering, mingled with oil, shemen, and one log of oil. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest that maketh him clean, shall present the man that is to be made clean, and those things, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, at the petach, the door of the tabernacle of congregation of the Ohel HaMoed, the tent of meeting. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take one he lamb, male lamb, and offer him for a trespass offering, an asham, guilt offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before the Yahweh, he who be, who he be. And here at verse 13, Chaburim, we have the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat HaMitzorah, for the Sabbath of the leper, the second Aliyah, the Sheni, here at verse 13.
And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. It is most holy. It is most holy.
With shachat et ha-kebetz b'yamikom asha yishachat et ha-chat'at with Eta ha'ola bia mikom ha'kodesh kia ka'chata'at ha'asham hu la kohena kodesh kodashim hu. Here for the second Aliyah for this Shabbat HaMitzorah, Shabbat HaMitzorah, verse 13. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering, the chata'at, and the burnt offering, the olah, in the holy place. For as the sin offering, the chata'at, is ha-kohen, is the priest, the kahin, so is the trespass, the asham, the guilt offering. It is most holy. It is kodesh, kodashi, kodashi, kodashi. Verse 13, and Hakohen, verse 14, and the priest shall take some of the blood hadam of the asham, the trespass, the guilt offering, and Hakohen, the priest, shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And Hakohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall dip his right finger in the shemen, in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil, the shemen, with his finger seven times, lifnei Yahweh, before the Yahweh. And of the rest of the shemen, HaShemen, the oil that is in his hand, shall HaKohen put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, and upon the toe of the great toe of his right foot, upon Hadam, the blood of the trespass offering, the asham, the guilt offering, and the remnant of HaShemen, the oil that is in HaKohen's yad, in the priest's hand, he shall pour upon the rosh, the ras, the head of him that is to be cleansed, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall make an atonement, kaper, for him, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And HaKohen shall offer the sin offering, the chata'at, and make a kaper, an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness. And afterward he shall kill the olah, the burnt offering. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall offer the olah, the burnt offering, and the mincha, the meal offering upon HaMizbeach, the altar. And HaKohen, the Kohen, shall make a kapir, an atonement for him, and he shall be clean, 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 clean.
Yes, 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 yes. The first and second Aliyah, the Aliyah a day, you know, portion of the reading right here, first and second, third and fourth coming forward for this Shabbat Strong.
And here, Habarim is the Shalishi, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat Taha Mitzvah here, picking up with verse 21 for the Shalishi. We'i madalahu, we'en yado, masageta, we'lakach, kevetsa echad, asham, lita nufa, Le Katera Alayo, we Isarona Soleta Ehad Ba Lula Bashemen Le Minaha We Loga Shemen. And if he be poor, if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering, a guilt offering, an asham offering to be waived, to make an kaper, an atonement for him, and one-tenth deal of fine flour mingled with shemen, with oil for a mincha, a meal offering, and a log of oil, of shemen, and two turtle doves, and two young pigeons, such as he is able to get. And the one shall be a chataat, a sin offering, and the other a ola. And he shall bring them on the eighth day, Yom HaShemini, for his cleansing, to HaKohen, to the Kohen, the priest, to the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be, and HaKohen, and the priest shall take the lamb of the Asham, the trespass, the guilt offering, and the log of oil, and HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall wave them for a wave offering, Lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah. And he shall kill the lamb of the asham, the guilt offering, the trespass offering, and HaKohen shall take some of Hadam, the blood of the asham, the trespass, the guilt offering, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pour of HaShemen, the oil, into the palm of his own left hand, and HaKohen, the Kohen, shall sprinkle with his right finger some of HaShemen, the oil, that is, in his left hand seven times, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be, and HaKohen, the Kohen, shall put of the Shemen, the oil, that is, in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood, Hadam, of the Asham, the trespass, the guilt offering. And the rest of HaShemen, the rest of the oil that is in HaKohen's hand, he shall put upon the Rosh, the head of him that is to be cleansed, to make an kaper, an atonement for him, Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be. And he shall offer the one of the turtle doves or of the young pigeons, such as he can get, even such as he is able to get, the one for a chataat, a sin, a akri, a lack offering, and the other for an ola, a burnt, a holocaust offering, with the mincha, the meal offering. And HaKohen, the Kohen, shall make an kaper, an atonement for him that is to be cleansed, Lifnei Yahweh, before Jehovah. This is the Torah, the law, direction, instruction of him, in whom is the Nega'at, the Nega'at, the plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which pertaineth to his cleansing. And here, Habarim, here we are at the Rabbi'i, the fourth Aliyah. Here we have the fourth aliyah for this Shabbat. This Shabbat, Mitzorah. Why Daberi Yahweh Ela Moshe Ela Aharon Lemor? Picking up right here with verse 33, Leviticus 14:33, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe and to Aaron Lemor, saying, when ye y'all be come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for a possession. And I put Hanega, the plague of Zara'at, of leprosy, in a house of the land of your possession. And he that owneth Habait, the bait, the house, shall come and tell HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, Lemor, saying, it seemeth to me there is, as it were a nega, a plague in the bait, in the house. Then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall command that they empty Habait, the bait, the house, before HaKohen go into it to see HaNega, to see the nega, to see the plague, that all that is in the bait, the house, be not made unclean. And afterward HaKohen, the Kohen, shall go in to see Habait, to see the beta, to see the house. And he shall look on Hanega, on the nega, on the plague. And he may look, see, here it is, if Hanega, if the nega, the plague, be in the walls of Habait, of the house, the bait, with hollow strakes, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall. Then HaKohen, the Kohen, shall go out of Habait, the bait, the house, to the Patach, the door of Habait, of the house, and shut up Habait, the bait, the house, 7 days. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall come again the seventh day, and shall look, and he may look, see, here it is, if Hanega, if the nega, the plague, be spread in the walls of Habait, of the house, then HaKohen, the Kohen, shall command that they take away the stones in which HaNega, the nega, the plague, is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause Habait, the house, to be scraped within round about. And they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones. And he shall take other mortar and shall plaster Habait, the bait, the house. And if Hanega, if the nega, the plague, come again, and break out in Habait, in the bait, the house, after that he have taken away the stones, and after he have scraped Habait, the bait, house, and after it is plastered, then HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall come and look, and he nay, look, sight, here it is, if HaNega, if the nega, the plague, be spread in Habait, in the bait, it is a fretting zara'at, a fretting leprosy in Habait, in the beta, in the house, it is unclean. And he shall break down Habait, the bait, the house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the mortar of Habait, of the bait, the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goeth into Habait, the bait, the house, all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean until the even, the evening. And he that lieth in Habait, in the bait, the house, shall wash his clothes. And he that eateth in Habait, the house, shall wash his clothes. And if HaKohen, the Kohen, shall come in and look upon it, and he may look, see, here it is, HaNega, the nega, the plague, hath not spread in Habait, the beta, the house, after the bait, the house, was plastered, then HaKohen, the Kohen, shall pronounce Habait, the house, clean, because HaNega, the nega, is healed, healed. And he shall take to cleanse Habait, the house, 2 birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop, and he shall kill the one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water, over living water. And he shall take the cedar wood and the hyssop and the scarlet and the living bird and dip them in Hadam, in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running the living water, and sprinkle Habet, the bait, seven times. And he shall cleanse Habet, the house, with Hadam, the blood of the bird, and with the running the living water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields, and make a kaper, an atonement for Habet, for the bait, the house, and it shall be clean, 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 clean.
One civilization is not complete without its art, the highest form of expression of human intelligence. You have become complacent, sitting down and allowing the other nations to run away with everything. You have become a bunch of consumers. You are creators. Rise up, mighty people, accomplish what you will. Without confidence, you're twice defeated in the reign of life.
Let's cook away the voice. Let's cook away the voice.
Today's daily song,
Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. His truth. His truth. His truth. His truth. His truth. His truth.
Yes, yes, his yes. Today's daily psalm, according to Royal Order, Psalm 96. Going to get into it. But first, right here, for this Shabbat Mitzorah, a little audible right here from Sukkot David. Sukkot David Ministry right here, the Tabernacle of David Ministry on this Torah reading and feeding, 28th sabbatical study, Mitzorah. Leper or skin disease?
Sabbatical study. This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong.
Shalom. So we are now in the parasha Metzorah, and as we already mentioned last week, Metzorah and Tazria and Metzorah are two parashot or a portion that are read together normally, except in case of leap year, which we are this year. So we split it into two, and now we're going to deal with the second portion, which is Metzorah. So it's Leviticus 14:2 until chapter 16. at the end. So Leviticus 14:2 reads the following: "This shall be the law of the leper, Torat HaMetzorah, for the day of its cleansing." So Torat HaMetzorah means the instruction for the Metzorah, for the leper. Torah doesn't mean law, but it means instruction. So as we mentioned already, after addressing the instructions about food purity, the Torah now inserts laws about conception, that was in the Parashat Tazria from last week, menstruation and other sexual discharges, as well as sores called tzara'at, leprosy. This is what we're going to deal today. So the Torah is not a chronological book, and it will be only after those two parashot that we will be talking again about the death of the two sons of Aaron, which occurred a little while ago. But the Torah is an instruction book that is connecting events thematically in order for us to think about it, to start a process of reflection. So talking about tzara'at, what is it exactly? We are going to associate it and to talk about something that is very important in the Word and in our sanctification process. It's about slandering, lashon hara, we say in Hebrew. Lashon is the tongue, hara, the bad speaking, bad tongue. So why are those two parashot, first of all, Tazria last week and this week, associated together? What would be the link between their names? So it's important to understand the meaning of the plague by itself. The translation of tzara'at by leprosy is not correct, because tzara'at isn't leprosy. It's not like an infectious disease due to a bacillus discovered by Hansen. It has nothing to do with it. Tzara'at is assumed, first of all, to have disappeared, since there is no temple and no priests, kohanim. This plague could hit one's house, clothes, or the person themselves. Literally, tzara'at is like a plague or a wound, and it's called in Hebrew nega. Nega, we can read in Leviticus 13:2, when a man has on the skin of his body a swelling, a scab, or a bright spot, and it becomes on the skin of his body like a leprous sore, which is nega tzara'at, then he shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons, the priest. So, talking about plagues, when do we see other plagues? Of course, at the coming out of Egypt in Exodus, we find the same word. In Exodus 11, it says, "And the Lord said to Moshe, I will bring one more plague, nega, on Pharaoh and on Egypt." So, obviously, those plagues come from Hashem himself, from God. Tzara'at is sent by God. It is the physical manifestation of a spiritual problem, destined to show to the sinner the way to repentance. Possessions are struck first, then the plague comes closer to the person by appearing on his clothes, and eventually strikes him on his body, directly on his skin. So the plague of tzara'at is directly associated with the sin of disparagement, slandering, as we're going to study now in depth. So first of all, the definition of the word tzara'at is linked to the word distress, problem, narrowness, and also yetzerara. Narrow, tzarot is problems. Then tzar means very narrow. Mitzrayim is in the narrowness of our thinking. And finally, we also have the word yetzerara, which is the bad side of our flesh, our fleshly deeds, that are called the yetzer hara, the bad part of us. So, and this root also spells the words to discordant voice. Okay, so it has something to do with problems and things like this, like a struggle. We're struggling with something. So this plague from a spiritual origin could only be healed by divine intervention. This is why the person had to be brought to the Kohen Gadol, to the high priest. He was the only one to be able to say and to proclaim the healing. So we can read in Leviticus 13 verse 6, "Then the priest shall pronounce him clean." It was the priest who could say if a person was healed or not. So what are the sins that caused tzaraat according to Jewish tradition? There will be 7 or 11 depending on the sources. Here are a few examples. Idolatry. We can read in 2 Kings 5, 6 that Naaman, who was sent by the king of Syria, came and he said, Naaman, I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you that you may heal him of his leprosy, tzaraato. And then later you read that Naaman says, for your servant will no longer offer either burnt offering or sacrifice to other gods, but only to God, to the God of Israel. So this was associated with idolatry. Blasphemy or desecrating the divine name. We can read in 2 Chronicles 26 when Uzziah started he was angry with the priest, and then he took the censer in his hand to burn incense, and immediately tzaraat broke out on his forehead. Immorality. When Pharaoh kidnapped Sarai, Hashem hit him with the most serious form of tzaraat, according to the Midrash, because it's called it with great plagues. But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues, negaim, which is also nega tzaraat, the same word. Robbery. So take heed in an outbreak of leprosy, benega tzaraat, that you carefully observe and do according to all that the priest, the Levite, shall teach you. And it was in the case of if a man is found kidnapping any of his brethren or the children of Israel and mistreats him or sells him, then that kidnapper shall die and he would be struck with the tzaraat. Gossiping in Numbers, when Miriam, she talked badly, not that badly, but she mentioned something about Moshe's wife, then she became leprosis, metzoraat, in Numbers 12:1, as white as snow. And she was kept out of the camp for 7 days. Also, false testimony, unjust judgments pronounced by word of mouth, vain oath. Again, everything has to do with the mouth, the bad speaking. The tongue is involved. Gehazi, in 2 Kings 5, 20 and 27, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, look, my master has spared Naaman the Syrian while not receiving from his hands what he brought, but as the Lord lives, I will run after him and take something from him. Therefore, we can read later, because he did this, the leprosy, tzaraat, of Naaman shall cling to you and your descendants forever, and he went out of his presence, leprous, metzora. Murder also. So there was a murder is also associated to provoke quarrels associated to disparagement. And then also we have the evil eye, which is related to stinginess, as we can read in Matthew 6:23-25. If your eye is bad, so meaning that looking envious, jealousy, something that is not good towards our neighbor, this was also a case of being struck by leprosy. The expression in Hebrew, evil eye, ayin hara, means covetousness, jealousy, looking with envy at the blessings of one's neighbors, whether they are physical or spiritual, and this is a transgression also of the word, the tenth commandment, yeah. So the lashon hara, literally evil tongue, is the more serious sin of those punished by leprosy. In this case, it will be the worst form of leprosy. It is said that the man who practices slandering or calumny denies Torah. In Leviticus 19:16, there is a specific commandment about it. You shall not go about a talebearer among your people, talebearer or slandering, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. Because indeed, when a child of God criticizes or curses his brother, 3 persons are touched. The one who slanders, the listener who believes what it is said, even if it's true. Yes, but it's true. Even if it's true, we cannot just pay attention to what is saying bad about somebody, except in some special cases, to be warned about something very dangerous or something. Otherwise, we are not allowed to listen to bad talking. And the third person is, of course, the victim itself. Because disparagement, slandering in secret, is equivalent to strike in secret. Deuteronomy 27:24 tells us, cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly, because we can strike with our tongue. So gossips puts shame on the person, on the victim. The gossiper avoids that person because he doesn't want them to know. Everything is being said behind his back, generally. Jealousy, rivalry, pride are the motivations, generally, of the evil tongue. Why? Because we want to be better or higher than the other one. So the easiest way to do is just to dig a hole under his feet. So like this, it seems that we are higher or superior. But all these are works of the flesh, like we can read in Galatians 5:19. And now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentious, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and so on. And all those people who practice those sins, we can sin, but we can repent. But if we practice those sins, the word tells us that we shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So it's a very serious topic. It's not just like why the book of James is talking about this small member that can put fire to the whole Gehenom. And also, the tradition explains that tzara'at, so this kind of spiritual leprosy, affects the body, but mainly the soul. It cannot show on the body, you know, sometimes all the immediate consequences, and especially nowadays when we don't have any more temple or priest, but in all cases, it does appear in our soul. The Midrash reports that when there is an impure soul that has been tainted with slandering, it arises at night towards its creator and it shouts, unclean, unclean, thus pushing away the divine presence. And we are told in Ephesians 4 not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom we have been sealed for the day of redemption. With his word, God created life. He gave us life. The opposite is also true if we don't pay attention to our words, because our words can provoke death. And we can read in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So meaning that we can sin, it happens and we are sinners, but we can repent and work on it. Work on it not to be able not to slander again, not to have this temptation to say something about somebody. Okay, just try. We need to try very hardly for this, in order for us to be able to compare in his presence pure. So if we come back to the previous parasha, what is ritual uncleanness linked to? So we learned last week, and I sent you back to the parasha, to the last week Torah portion, the video. We learned that ritual uncleanness is about access to God and to the temple and to be able to touch to holy things. And the consequence is that we couldn't appear in his presence. Of course, because ritual uncleanness is associated with death. Death that is provoked by sin. So because he's the Prince of Life, because he gives life, death cannot be close to the temple, who is the center of life. So death prevents us from serving God. It is contagious. We have to be very careful because we can be tainted. Those who approach it are called unclean. Whoever would touch something dead had to purify himself. So the metzora, the leper, was contagious. Everything he touched was contaminated. The same way, the evil tongue defiles those who approach it, and it spreads rapidly. We can read in Hebrews 12:14-15, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. And defiled is the Greek word that is used in the case of ritual uncleanness, as we can read in John 18:28. Then they led Yeshua from Caiaphas to the Praetorium, and it was early morning. But they themselves did not go into the Praetorium, lest they should be defiled, the same word as in Hebrew, but they might eat the Passover. So in order to eat the Passover, they needed to be in ritual purity and not uncleanness. And when we speak bad about others, we become unclean, ritual unclean, caused by the sin that leads to death, and we cannot compare in the presence nor eat the Passover. So there was an evolution process of this tzaraat, this sore, because God is merciful. So he's always trying to warn us with different signs in order for us to repent before striking. So Jewish traditions give us a very interesting interpretation of the evolution process of this tzaraat and destined to correct the author of the sin. The letters of the Hebrew alphabet can be classified in 7 groups of 3 letters that can switch position 6 times and spell the roots of other words. Following this principle, you have the picture here, the root of the word tzaraat can switch as shown below and describes the evolution of the disease destined to bring the sinner back to the right path. First, we have tzara, which is the sore itself. Then, tzar, the pain, to sadden, the problem. Then, ra'as, to break. Then, ratza, to hit or to whip. Atzar, to stop, to master, to rule. And aratz, to give honor to a person we fear and revere. This from all, everything from the same root of the word tzaraat. So what does it mean? The Lord strikes. The strong pain provokes suffering and a break-off. Correction brings its results. The sinner repents and tries to master and control the tongue to finally bow down before the Creator who punishes and chastises whoever he loves. So even in this little world, we can find the whole process and all the different steps that could happen even in our life today if we are, God forbid, sold to this sin of slandering. So as we have mentioned already, God first hid the dwelling place, then clothes, symbol of the relation to the outside, to the social life, and finally the person themselves. Poverty can also be a sign that grows until sickness. The tzaraat sore touches houses and could be also the manifestation of impure spirits that had a right over the place because of the sins practiced and enumerated earlier. So let me share with you a passage from the Zohar in Metzorah 4 that says, worldly judgment will ultimately afflict one who slanders others. Come and see, says the Zohar, the slander that the snake told the woman, Eve, caused death to be pronounced upon the world. Until they ate from the tree of knowledge, Adam and Hava were spiritual beings. Eating from the tree caused them to shrink to mortal proportions. It is written of slanderers, their tongue is a sharp sword, in Psalms 57:5. It is because of this that it is written, be afraid of the sword. This is in order that you may know that there is judgment in the world. In order that you know that this is how he who has a sword on his tongue, slanders and lies, will be judged. There is a sword awaiting him that will wipe him out completely. So it's a very serious sin. The little member can put fire everywhere. So the purification process, this process happened in 3 steps. And of course, everything is detailed in depth in the study of the yeshiva. This is only an excerpt that I'm sharing with you. This study is very, very deep and goes even beyond what we're sharing now. So this process happened in 3 steps, which with 6 elements required. 2 living and clean birds, cedar wood, scarlet, hyssop, an earthen vessel full of running living water. So the first step consisted in a ritual accomplished with the two birds outside the camp. It wasn't a sacrifice. One of the birds' throats were cut above the earthen vessel containing the living water. The blood was mixed with the water and created kind of mixture. Then the cedar wood, the hyssop, and the scarlet were tied together and dipped with the second bird in the mixture. The priest would sprinkle 7 times the metzora, the leprous man, and then set free the living bird in the field. Then the metzora could enter the camp again, but he wasn't completely pure yet. There was still another process. He had to spend 7 days in his tent before going out for the next step. So there was an isolation process. The second step consisted in shaving all hairy parts of the metzora. It was done by the Kohen, by the high priest, after the 7 days of isolation. And then the third step was to bring sacrifices, so different sacrifices that we are detailing really and studying in the first Torah portion of Leviticus, Vayikra, in two deep studies. The grain offering, the trespass offering, the sin offering, the burnt offering, and all this. And what is important to know is there was also an Asham offering, which is the guilt offering. And we noted that this last sacrifice was offered in the case of profanation of things that belonged to the temple for sacrilegious and robbery. Meaning that Lashon Hara, evil speaking, is put on the same level as sacrilege against God and robbery. A very serious matter. The sin offering, the Chatat, was required for blasphemy because and for also the transgression of the negative commandment not to speak evil of the brothers. And then the burnt offering was to lift up the soul after purification. All the symbolics of each detail is very rich, and it speaks in depth of the sacrifice accomplished by Yeshua. Let me just share a little bit of it. Death of the first bird was necessary, Yeshua's sacrifice. Life was symbolized by the second bird, the image of the resurrection. The two birds also symbolize two kinds of languages. The dead bird as a symbol of a negative speech to be canceled, and the living bird as words full of Torah to replace the first speech. Sprinkling of the blood was necessary as an image of the cleansing power of his blood for us. And cedar wood was used to build the temple because it is resistant to mold. Its reddish color evoked the blood, and its fragrance evoked the aroma of incense. Incense represents the prayer, and the prayer had to be pure to be accepted. And in the temple, there was no place for corruption, the same way that in the body of Messiah, there is no place for corruption. We cannot slander our brothers for whom he died. It is forbidden. And second, the cedar is very high. The hyssop is very small. It means that we have to go through a process of humility. And when we are humble enough, we don't slander the others. We don't criticize the others. But it requires a deep work in our soul. So something else, the color of scarlet represented, of course, blood and wool, the sacrifice of the lamb. And the sacrifice of the lamb, very important topic also, because it was also, I'm going to share it a bit later, what is talk about Isaiah 53. But let's see that Yeshua, when he died on the cross, and the soldiers, they handed to him a branch of hyssop. And the sponge was full of vinegar. And vinegar in Hebrew is chamutz. Chamus is the same as the word leaven, chametz. We are soon going to Pesach, so we're talking about chametz, which evokes the sin. And he gave himself to cleanse us for all the chametz, all the leaven that pops up our hearts to be able to disparage another or to dig a hole under his feet because we believe that we are better. And on John 19, he says, now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, or vinegar, and they filled the sponge with this vinegar, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Yeshua had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished, it is accomplished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. So it means that we have the ability to overcome our flesh and to overcome this temptation to slander the others. We have his blood, we have his sacrifice. And the living waters came from a pure stream of water. They represent the living and cleansing of the baptism, the tbilah, and the new birth. Through the water and the blood that flowed from Yeshua's side, we were given the privilege to be born again, to be able to overcome sin. He died for this. He is the source of healing, as the following verse unveils. Leviticus 13:2, when a man has on the skin of his body a swelling, he shall be brought to Aaron the priest, El Aaron HaKohen. The numerical value of El Aaron is the same as Rofe, which is doctor. And who is the one who really born or our griefs and he is the healer, El Rofe? It's the Messiah. Isaiah 53 tells us, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, nagua, nega, plague, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Based on this verse of Isaiah 53, the Talmud calls Messiah the leprous Messiah. Surely he was borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him as a leper, translates the Talmud. Nagua, because we have seen that nega is associated with Sara'at. It's the same. And there is the following conversation, so it's Sanhedrin 98b. Following conversation between Elijah and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is accounted. When will Messiah come? Come and ask him directly. Where is he? At the gate. And from what sign will I recognize him? He is sitting among the poor lepers. So he's associated to a leper, healing the lepers. He carried our sins and was rejected far from the presence of the Father, like the lepers. Matthew 27:46 says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, why have you forsaken me? Why did you put me far from your presence? Because he carried all our sins and the sins of slandering, killing our brothers. Rabbi Moses Cordovero writes in his book, Pardes, that the word used by the Torah, nega, this describes the tzara'at, is the opposite of oneg. Look at the verse here, the words here. Oneg means delight. It's a sublime spiritual state associated with the highest level, the inner dimension of the crown, the king. The Hebrew letters of the word nega, nun gimelayin, when you arrange them, they form the word oneg. Delight. Delight is the same word that is used for the Shabbat in Isaiah 58. If you make the Shabbat your delight, oneg. And there is nothing beyond oneg and nothing beneath nega. For also in this God created one to counter the other. So what do we want to choose, the nega or the oneg? The oneg of rejoicing in his presence, of course. What is the antidote of the tzara'at? The Midrash, Midrash Rabbah, tells us that the word Torah is associated 5 times to the metzora, the leper. He who speaks evil of his neighbor transgresses the 5 books of the Torah. Leviticus 13:59. This is the law, the Torah of the leper's plague. Leviticus 14:2. This shall be the Torah of the leper. Leviticus 14:32, this is the Torah for one who had a leprous sore. Leviticus 14:54, this is the Torah for any leprous sore. Leviticus 14:57, this is the Torah of leprosy. And those 5 times are confirmed in the Brit Hadasha, in the New Covenant, in the book of James that speaks about the evil tongue. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren, James 4:11. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the Torah, nomos, and judges the Torah, nomos. But if you judge the Torah, nomos, you are not a doer of the laws, Torah, but a judge, nomothetes, giver of Torah, five times. So the Torah can purify us by purifying our thoughts and way of life, because we study the Torah in Yeshua. When we study under guidance of the Holy Spirit with a circumcised heart, it suddenly takes on a whole new dimension. We can see clearly. Confusion disappears. We know what to do, what not to do. The Torah is a book of instruction for our daily life. The great Kabbalist Rabbi Yitzhak Schneerson points out that the word Hametzorah is numerically equivalent to the word Tohu, which is chaos in Genesis. This is why the Talmud in Sanhedrin 98, quoting one more time Isaiah 53:4, calls Messiah a Metzora, because in the Messianic era, in the word of Tohu, of chaos, will be refined by the elevation of all the souls gathered in the physical world and brought back to the source. So concerning the Messiah, the Gemara asks, what is his name? The school of Rabbi Sheila says, Shiloh is his name, as it is stated, until when Shiloh shall come, in Genesis 49:10. The school of Rabbi Yanai says, Yinon is his name, as it's stated in the Psalms 72:17. May his name endure forever, may his name continue Yinon as long as the sun. The schools of Rabbi Hanina says, Hanina is his name, as it is stated, for I will show you no favor, Jeremiah 16:30, Hanina. And some say that Menachem ben Chizkiah is his name, as it is stated, because the comforter, Menachem, that should relieve my soul is far from me. And the rabbi says, the leper of the house of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is his name, as it is stated, indeed, our illness he did bear and our pains he endured, yet we did esteem it injured, stricken by God, nagua, and afflicted. Isaiah 53, one more time. So it shows us that as Isaiah 53 was considered and is still considered by the rabbis talking about our Messiah, nothing else. Our sins defile his body, as shown in the last word of our parasha. They defy my tabernacle that is among them, Leviticus 15:31. Yeshua became unclean so that we could be declared clean and pure. He carried all our faults, impurity, disparaging words, everything we did. He came as a man to suffer the punishment for us and make us a people holy and set apart. And thanks to his sacrifice, we can and we have the duty to stretch out our hands each day, each time, and cry at any time, Lord, if you are willing, make me clean, pure to serve you and to be able to stand in your holy presence. So that's a little bit of the parasha Metzorah. I encourage you to study the Torah again, one more time. Come and study with us. We have everything, all the tools that can help you renew your understanding. Discover the wonders about our Messiah in each Torah portion. You have different way to study. You can study in free training. You can receive a diploma, whatever you want, and then you can also become a member to support this ministry and take advantage of different studies. So please come and visit our site. We wish you a wonderful week, wonderful preparation of Pesach soon, and come back and visit our seat. This yeshiva is for you. Thank you for your listening. Shalom.
Sabbatical study. This Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 Shabbat strong.
From the Sukkah Dawid ministry right there. That I don't know the sister's name right there, but I know One-to-One's probably picked up on some things and pick up maybe on other things, going to unpack it. You heard some mention about the Talmud, and One's like, oh, but you know, you have to know the truth for yourself. It's like when we read the gospel. We read of disparaging things said about Moshiach, but if we keep reading, we read the truth, and therefore one can decide, choose this day. You know, so very interesting points that she made right there on the nega right there, referring to the plague. it's kind of interesting, really. I know when ones hear that, they're like, what? You know, nega. You know, not nigger, but nega. You know, a strike, a hit, a plague, an affliction, and the connection of tzara'at, the tzara'at, with the tongue, you know, with speech, with word, sound, and power. But a little bit more right there. We got a psalm right here, going to unpack that right there. And it's interesting because we hear about things and then we really study it for ourselves. You know, we get to know the truth of the matter. And as she mentioned, that they even knew the truth then. That's why Yeshua, Robeinu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Robeinu, Yeshua. That's why he called ones and ones who were contradicting the truth of what he was speaking, hypocrites, you know, vipers, serpents, because the truth was right there. He even said that they had the, what he said to the Pharisees and scribes and the rabbis, said they had the keys of the kingdom, speaking about the scriptures and the knowledge, but they did not enter in, especially those who opposed, like Caiaphas and his bunch, you know, and they prevented others who were entering in. Now, there's another verse we'd like to share right here, you know, just as a point of reference, right? It says, study to shew yourself approved. Here in Matthew chapter 23, it says, then spake Yeshua to the multitude and to Talmudayo, his Talmudim, his disciples, his students. Verse 2, saying, the scribes, these ancient scrolls, the Midrash, you know, and even the compendium known as the Talmud. Yes, you know, because one highlights some verses, but actually getting into it and studying it for yourself. Not saying that these certain things are not there, but you know how they tricked us so many, many times. You know, we hear, we hear say, but we have to know the truth. Saying, here's what Yeshua says, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moshe's case, his seat, right? Verse 3, all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe. Notice he was saying this to the disciples then, and therefore he's saying to the disciples now. People talk about being a Christian, and this is not to speak no Lashon Ra'a, you know what I mean? But he calls us to be disciples. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but here's the key. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. We can go on and on in this particular chapter right here. But here to that point about when they asked, you know, when it was asking from before the time. Yes, from before the time of Moshiach. Much of what's contained in the compendium, you know, known as the Talmud. Of course, they've added other things. I mean, look what they did to the Bible. And he took out certain things. You know, look what they did to the Bible. You know, but much of that was the prevailing reasoning. And as we begin to study, we begin to understand some of the inner sense of what he's saying. Like the point where he says, whose son is Moshiach? When he asked them that, was he saying that Moshiach is not the son of David? Because he says, well, if he's his son, then how does he call him Lord? It's just that they could not answer, right? Because of that hypocrisy. Yeah.
What's going on with Blog Talk? It's not allowing no calls in. I keep saying try again.
Okay. Yeah. We just got a little word about Blog Talk and everything. So ones can hear I, but we're not able to patch it in, you know, at this present time. It's not allowing any calls in.
No, I'm even trying on the regular phone.
Okay. Yes. A little technical difficulty. See, it's getting hot, right? It's getting hot. I wasn't even trying to cook, but, you know, was beginning to cook. But let's check this out while we have like 15 minutes right here and see if, you know, if Yahweh Eloheinu be so willing to, you know, bust through their resistance so we can continue right here.
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. 5 tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of 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 all the days.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
David might say
what is true.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Yes, 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 yes. We're experiencing some technical difficulties. Interesting at the time and on the subject matter that we're experiencing these technical difficulties. Coincidence? I don't think so. But we're going to still try to investigate this and just push on to fulfill tonight's podcast right here, here, here. Stand by, stand by.
Oh,
Yeah, Blog Talk is having some difficulty. I don't know if they're skylarking, but right now they have us like just caught up right now. Yes, yes, yes. Just to give one's FYI, we're trying to investigate, trying to repair, trying to make the connection here if we can, so we can at least have the fullness of the last hour. Got like 7 minutes right here, and there's a chance that we might not be able to have the full of full right now, right tonight. But while we are here on the air, just to give you a hear here to today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 96. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 96. You know, I'm just trying to figure this out right here. The blog talk, I don't know if it's the weather situation or one of these other situations going on right here, but we're going to seek to push through, but giving you FYI. About 6 or so minutes right here still left on the blog talk, you know, but they seem to be having some technical difficulties. We don't know how long this is going to last on this podcast right here. But today's daily psalm. Yes,
Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. His truth, his truth, his truth, his truth, his truth, his truth.
Haverim Shalom. Today's daily psalm, the Zadeh. Wow. Somebody say Zadeh, Vav, but the Zadeh, wow psalm. Psalm XCVI, Psalm 96, according to the royal order. The Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachiah Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. We have Psalm 96, today's daily psalm, a call to all peoples to worship. To worship. It is not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough if Yisrael. It's not enough if I and I, the Israel of Adonai, just the Father acknowledges Hashem Kedemah Wehanah Selassie. It's not enough if I and I acknowledge God, the true good, the true God, Ha Elohim. It's not enough if Yisrael acknowledges Elohim, Ha Elohim. His sovereignty must be accepted by all nations, nationalities of the world. How far from the truth is the common characterization of Judaism? Now, you've heard about, they say, the Jews and the Yehudi and Israel and the Bible. Some have said that, you know, the Jews and the Yehudi, you know, it's a tribal religion. They would even say that we, the black Jews, are the lion of the tribe of Judah. They say, oh, I'm not into tribalism. But how far from the
truth or objective reality is the common characterization of Yehudinet, or what they call Judaism, as a tribal religion. When such an aspiration filled, and we can say possessed, the heart of a psalmist on the return of the exiles to rebuild the national life, the national liberty. Psalm LXXXVII, Psalm 87, should be read in connection with this magnificent hymn. In First Chronicles, XVI, First Chronicles 16, verses 23 to 33, this psalm, this mizmor, is reproduced almost verbatim, word for word. And there is said to have been, it's said to have been composed by Dawid. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 96, Mizmor Adewao, is said to have been composed by David when he brought the ark, Ha'aron, the Tabot, when he brought the Ark of the Covenant to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. Hence, the heading of the LXX. In the Septuagint, we have the heading, when the house was built after the captivity, a song of Dawid. And thus we also have something very much similar in the Metzaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Germawi, Kermawi, Haile Selassie. We have this in the superscription, Kamarko Bechala, Beta Betasaragize, Kamarko Bechala, after the captivity. Kamarko Bechala, after the captivity, Beit, the house, Betasaragize, when it was built in the time that it was built. So now, if this means that a hymn written by David, for the incident mentioned, was later adopted by the B'nai Yisrael Church, by the Israelites, after the captivity. After the captivity, when they rebuilt the temple, the Beit HaMikdash, Beit HaSaragizeh, it is a view that has been rejected by many of the so-called modern scholars and so-called scholars. They are unanimous that the psalm, the Mizmor, is post-exilic. It is after the exile and was incorporated by the author of Chronicles into his account of the return of the Ark, the return of Ha'aron, the return of the Tabot, the return of the Ark. Today's daily psalm, according to royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Sedek, we have a call to all peoples to praise. It's a summons to everyone, to hallelujah, Rastafari, to praise he who be the sovereign creator of the world, who preserves and promotes justice in the earth.
Yes, 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 yes. Those who are listening on the blog talk, right? Please go to the Rastafari Israelites. Yes, yes, yes. Those who are listening on the blog talk right now, please go to Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube or Rastafari Groundation. If I'm being heard right here, we're having some technical situation with blog talk. You know, I don't know what the trouble really is right now, but we're going to seek to push on through. So those of us on the blog talk, I'm speaking on the blog talk as well as here on the live stream. So we're going to go over this intro to today's daily psalm, Psalm 96 again. We're going to be playing it from the stream yard. So those on the blog talk, got a moment before we kind of like just seal that up. But here we're pushing forward here on the StreamYard, here, today's daily psalm intro once again. Yes, yes, yes. Is it playing? I don't hear nothing. Yeah. Yeah, let's see something right here. Here we go. Yeah.
Shalom, Chaverim, Shalom. In today's daily psalm, Psalm 96, the Tzadeh, wow. Tzadeh Vav, the Tzadeh Mizmor, Tzadeh, wow psalm. We have a summons. All peoples, all nations, all nationalities, all of the Goyim are summoned. We're here to give the world and the nations and the international community a summons. Pull over. They're speeding. We're here to issue them a summons. Today's daily psalm, a summons to everyone to praise, to hallelujah, to praise Jah. Praise he who be, who he be, the sovereign, the creator, the blameless creator of the olam, the alam, the world, who preserves. He who be who he be, the one who preserves and promotes justice in the earth. Today's daily psalm, it's a call, it's a summons, it's a summons to all peoples to worship Adonai Jah Rastafari. Make I nine ride up with the Aleph Beit Gimel, get a basic foundation. Today's daily psalm right here. First three verses, Aleph Beit Gimel. According to the Hebrew, we have today's daily psalm, the call to all peoples to worship. It is not enough if Yisrael, if the Israel of Adonai Jah Rastafari acknowledges Adonai Jah Rastafari, his sovereignty must be accepted by all the nations, the international community, all nations of the world. Here, Mikai and I ride up right here. Mizmor Tzadeh, wow. Psalm 96, Psalm XCVI. Sheru LaYahuwah, Sheru Chadash. Sheru LaYahuwah, Kol HaAretz. Sheru LaYahuwah, Barku Shemo. Basaruah. Miyom Liyom. Yeshuato. Saporu Bagoima Kobodo. Bekol HaAmim Anifa Leotayo. First three verses right here. The praise, Isis, praise, Miskana, Toda, praise, praises, Isis to he who be who he be, his divine majesty. Beginning off with the first verse, Shiru, oh, sing y'all, Shiru, La Yahuwah, Shiru, Chadash. Sheru la Yahuwah kol haaretz. Sing, oh, sing, y'all, sing. It's a command to all of y'all, to all nations. Sheru la Yahuwah, Sheru la Yahuwah. Sing to Jehovah. Sheru chadash. Sing to he who be who he be, the chadash. Sing to he who be who he be, Shir Chadash, Shiru la Yahuwah, Shir Chadash, Shiru la Yahuwah, Kol HaAretz, Shiru la Yahuwah, Barku Shemo, Basaru, Miyom Liyom Yeshuato, Saparu Bagoyima Kovoto, Bekol HaAmim Anifale Otayo. Oh, sing to he who be we be a new song. Shiru la Yahuwah. Shir Chadash. A song new. A new song. Shiru to Jehovah. The Shir Chadash. Sing song. Sing a song to Jehovah. A new song. Sheru la Yahuwah, Shir Chadash. Sheru la Yahuwah, Kol HaAretz. Sing to Jehovah, all the earth. This is quoted here from Yeshaya, from Isaiah. Isaiah XLI 10. Isaiah 40:10, the return from the Babylonian captivity. Return from the Babylonian captivity was a fresh and is a fresh act. A fresh act. Right now, now act of deliverance, deliverance by Elohim, the true good, the true God, which merited a new song, a Shir Hadash, a new song of Toda, of thanks and praise. Stretch forth your hand, put your hands up, of Miskana. All the earth. See, here we have a feminine singular noun, whereas the verb to sing is a masculine plural in the Hebrew. What does this signify, Chabarim? This signifies that the inhabitants of the world, all of those who dwell in her, right, in the earthly plane, are meant. We have this also in Psalm, the C note psalm, Psalm 100, keeping it 100 in the C 100, Psalm verse 1. First verse, Shiru la Yahuwah, Shir Hadash, Shiru la Yahuwah, Kol Haaretz. The bait verse, the second verse here in today's daily psalm, sing to Jehovah, bless his name, shew forth his salvation from day to day. Shiru la Yahuwah, baruku shemo, basru miyom liyom yeshuato. Shiru la Yahuwah, sing to Jehovah, baruku shemo, bless his shemo, bless the Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hashem. Basru miyom liyom Yeshuato. Basru, proclaim his salvation. Proclaim, it says KJV has shew forth. In the Sefer Tehillim, we have proclaim in the translation of the Basru. Basru, miyom liyom, from day to day, proclaim what? Basru, min, basru what? What are we to basru? What are we to proclaim? What are we to shew forth? Yeshuato. His Yeshua, his salvation, his victory. Victory, the victory of the good over the evil. The Gimel, third verse, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all peoples. Sapru bagoyim kovodo. Bikol ha'amim anifleotayo. Declare his glory. Sapru. Declare. Safar. Also, we have safer from the same root. Safar, sometimes called as safar. Properly to score with a mark as a tally or a record. Saparu, to shew forth, to declare, to score. Score for his glory among the nations. Saparu bagoyim. Kobodo. His glory. Saparu. By implication to inscribe. By implication to also to enumerate. In the intensive sense, because, you know, the world needs intensive care right here. That's why the summons. We must give the world, they're speeding, they're going too fast, off the precipice. We have to give them a summons, it's a call, right? Saparu, to recount. Saparu, to celebrate. Saparu, to elaborate. KJV translates from this root word that we have, the verb here is Saparu. Safru is the proclamation, right? The proclamation, right? To declare this, his glory among all nations, nationalities, as we say, the international communities, to commune, to count, to declare, to number, to number, to reckon, to scribe, to shoot forth, to speak, to talk, to tell, also to write, to declare. These are the ways we shoot forth. How do we shoot forth? We commune, we count, account, declare, number, reckon, scribe, shoot forth, speak, tell, talk, and write about his glory, kabodo, declare his kabod. His kabod, kabod. Properly, the word kabod, right, or kavod, some might say kavod, means weight. But only figuratively does it mean weight in a sense. That's what we interpret this as gravity, right? When you say that the gravity of the situation, the gravity, or a judge, right, a king has that gravity. Right? His glory is that true gravity. When he said, like, so-and-so hold me down, this holds me down, this... No, it's his glory that causes not to fade away or float away in some cray-cray-cray. His glory, his splendor, his copiousness, glory, his honor, his glory. Declare his glory. You see, the king... Here it says, a new song, Shir Hadash. I know I'm returning to the first verse. It's to connect the dots. I ain't going verse by verse. Right? Remember, the whole, holistically speaking, right? The total, the totality, the entirety, right? The whole is greater, the totality, the entirety is greater than the sum of the parts. We can look at the parts, a new song. It's appropriate. Why is a new song appropriate? It's appropriate because Adonai, Jah, Rastafari is constantly, itinually intervening. It's constantly intervening in the world as its just, righteous king, as earth's rightful ruler. How? How does he do it? Even through I and we, right? Because this is a call that I are to proclaim to the nation. We are the ones who are calling all peoples to worship he who be who he be. His name. Sing to the Yahweh. Bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. His name, the Hashem. His self-revelation. Yahweh, Yahuwah, descended and proclaimed the name of Yahweh. He proclaimed he who be, who he be, and revealed what we know as the 13 attributes, right? The 13 attributes. Because the Hashem basically can be received to mean he who be becomes, be who he be, or who he be. He revealed his attributes to reveal who he be. His self-revelation in his mighty deeds. Proclaim, announce the good tidings. See, in the second verse, we had in the second verse, just returning to the ABCs or the ABGs right here, when it says to shew forth, right? Shew forth. We have two key words here, shew forth, right, and declare. Proclaim and declare. To proclaim to basar. Basar has a lot to do with the gospel, right? The gospel as we have it in the Brit Hadasha sense of basar, to be fresh, to be full, in essence, to be rosy, figuratively to be cheerful. It's good news, y'all, right? To announce the glad news. In verse 2, we have this right here, basaru, when? Miyom liyom, from day to day. Basaru, Yeshuato. So even in the Brit Hashanah, what they call the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, we already have the foundation of the Brit Hadasha. Even right here, the testimony right here, Psalm 96 and 2. Basaru, Miyom liyom, Yeshuato. And then picking up with the Gimel, the Gamel, the third verse, Sapru Bagoyim Kubodo. So building on the shewing forth, right? The shewing forth from day to day of his Yeshua, Yeshuot, right? Yeshuato. Sapru Bagoyim Kubodo. Bekola Amima Nifaleotayo. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous Right? His marvelous. His marvelous,
marvelous, marvelous
works, amazing works, wondrous works, among all, this is the key, among all peoples. He's working among all peoples, but to Yisrael, right, to I and I, even of the new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. The revelation has been made, and thus I and I have the responsibility, and here we are given, right, we are given our instructions, even in the praises, in the Sefer Tehillim, even today's daily psalm, to announce the good tidings of the great deliverance daily, miyom liyom, miyom liyom, illet illet, miyom liyom, that it be known. That it be known, just in case they might have missed that. I don't know how, but just in case they have, no worry. We're here to remind them that it might be known throughout the earth, throughout the earthly plane, and induce all peoples to pay homage, to pay respect, right? Put respect, put reverence on Shemo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. So here in these verses right here, the first three verses, the praise to Ha Elohim, praise the true good, the true God. First three verses right here. Should we go forward? Forward ever, backward never. So verses 4-6, he is praiseworthy. He is praiseworthy. The next section, bring out his praiseworthiness. Ki gadoli Yehovah u'mehulal me'od norahu al kol Elohim. For he who be, who he be, Yahweh Jehovah is great and greatly to be praised. Ki gadoli Yehovah u'mehulal me'od. Oh, mehulal, mehulal, mehulal to hallelujah. He is greatly, oh, mehulal, nora. He is to be feared. He is to be dreaded. Nora, who. Now, it's interesting as we pick up with the Metzav Kedus, the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible says, Yetefera nawina. This verse right here, Exiavia talak amiskanawim bizuna winna, Bamalektim hululaya yetefera nawina. Yetefera nawina. Bamarinya in the midst of Kedus in the pure language that he has turned to his people here in the Book of the Seven Seals. We have that. We're going to bring that out more. But here from the groundation, here at the Dalet, fourth verse right here, it says, Ki gadoli Yahowah u'mehulal me'od nora, dread, dread. He is dreadful. He is awesome. He is terrible. He is awesome, dreadful, terrible. All right, now see, some folks might, how do you hear? Do you have a good ear? Huh? Norahu al kol Elohim. He is to be feared, to be dreaded, above all Elohim. Above all Elohim, Negusa Neges Targum has Bamalektim Hululai, Yetaferano winna, Norahu, Yetafera, Teferi, he, Tefera describing he, Norahu, dread, he is dreadful, he is awesome, he is terrible, he is awesome, he is awful, yes, Norahu. I'll call Elohim, above all the Elohim, above all gods, whatever people's gods or whatever, above all gods, all so-called pseudo trinities or mental extrapolations or, you know, whatever they want to call God, he is dreadful, he is awesome, he is terrible, he is Yetefera. Norahu yetefera nawina. Key, right there. Key, verse right there. This is the key right there, right? praised, great to be praised. Also in Psalm, we have this in Psalm 48, round about verse 2, above all gods, above all, al kol Elohim, al kol Elohim. In the sense of the Bamarinya, we have Bamalektim hululai, belai Allah, alai, above them, call all Elohim. This is the section, verses 4 to 6, bringing out, he is worthy of Isis. He is Isis worthy. He is Isis worthy. He is praiseworthy. The Hey verse, the fifth verse right here in today's daily psalm here in the Sefer Tehillim. For all the gods of the peoples, KJV has, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but Jehovah made the heavens. Ki kol Elohei ha'amim, Elelim, Elelim. Hebrew brings it out a little bit better. For all the gods of the peoples, of all the different peoples, are things of nothing. They're not truly Elohim, the Elohim, things of nothing, is things of naught. With Yahuwah, Shamayim, Asa, Yahuwah, but Jehovah, Shamayim, Asa, but Jehovah made the Shamayim, made the heavens. He made the heavens, but they're gods, right? They lack in reality. They're Elohim. So there's an interesting expression right here we have, Hebraically speaking, the idols, right? They are the Elil, the Elil. They're good for nothing. They're vain. They're vanity, Elil. They're idols. They have no value. They're Elil, right? Elohim, right? Not even truly worthy to be called Elohim, but people, you know, they say this is a god or that's a god or whatever is a god. And they say there is no god. There is no god but he who be, ha Elohim. See, this is why in the verse before where it says that he is to be feared above all gods. He's to be feared above all gods. And then in this verse, the next verse, the fifth verse, it says, Ki kol Elohei, the Elohei, the gods of Ha'amim, the gods of the arms, the different arms. See, we are Ha'am, the people, John people, but there's other peoples, right? Amim, Ha'amim of the peoples, right? They are Elilim, Elilim, the Elilim. Wayawa, Shamayim, Asa. So the things of nothingness. Let's talk about the gods of the people. If you want to talk about God, right? What are their gods? There ain't no God, right? There ain't no God, right? They don't have no God. You see, some of y'all get a little sensitive with this right here. You'll be like, oh, but our God is, because you still want to try to compromise the heathen. No, we are calling them. They have a summons, right? We are officers of the Ivy Court. And we are issuing them a summons. Like when you get pulled over and they give you a summons, you can argue if you want to, but you are resisting a lawful order. They will be resisting a lawful order, right? And being contempt of the highest court in the universe, the highest court in the universe. Ki kol Elohei, ha'amim, elalim, wa Yahuwah, shamayim, asa. Things of naught, lacking reality. See, the prophet used the weapon of irony. We use the weapon of irony. The prophets and the spirit of the prophets use the weapon of irony, right, to prove this. We have Yeshaya, Isaiah 40 and 19. We have Isaiah 44 and 12. And the contrast here, Yahuwah, and Jehovah, Shamayim, Asa, some say Ashe, we say Asa, made the heavens upon his creative acts. He who be, is very, very creative. That should be manifest to all to see, seeing. Upon his creative acts rests his claim to be recognized as the true Elohim. Ha Elohim. And so he said, there ain't no God. He would say, oh, God, there ain't no God. Unless you speak correctly about he who give glory. When it says, proclaim his, what? Bless his name. Proclaim his salvation. Bless his name. Why? Why? See, this kind of fulfills here in this verse. This verse in the second section, verse 4 to 6 right here. Hod we hadar lefanayo. Oz we tiferet. 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 Tiferi. Tiferai. We have it here in the Hebrew. We tiferet. De mikadasho. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty. Strength and beauty. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Be mikadasho. Be mikadasho. Honor and majesty. These are the divine attributes. Hod we hadar. Hod and Hadar. These are the divine attributes are personified as attendant. Some say as angels or they you get the message. See, the angel, the message, one sent. Before him, standing in his presence. In Psalm 104 and 1, Ha Elohim, the true God is said to be clothed. He is clothed with Hod with Hadar. Hod with Hadar. Clothed with honor and majesty, clothed with Hod and Hadar. Honor and majesty, lifanayu, are in his presence, are in his perception. Oz, Oz, right? It's about the wisdom of Oz. See that the confusion? Oz, strength. Oz with tiferet, with tiferet, tiferet. Strength and beauty, bit mikdasho. These are quantities, slika, qualities. Right? He possesses them, of course, in quantity, but these are qualities applied to the Ark of the Covenant, to the Ark of the Testimony. We have this in Psalm LXXVIII and 61. We have this in Psalm 70. We have 78 and 61. These are here said to be present in the reconstituted Beit Mikdash. The Beit Mikdash, the temple. Strength and beauty are often separated in a disordered world. See, we look at the world. Are strength and beauty together or are they separated? There is a chaotic world, so strength and beauty are often separated in a disordered world. And each is maimed. Each is wounded and maimed. Strength is not strength and beauty is not beauty. You see the gender wars. You get into the whole gender wars. They separate strength and beauty. It's confusing. Each is maimed thereby, but in their perfection, they are indissolubly, right, blended as one, to be one. Men call many things strong. Men call many things beautiful, which have no affinity with holiness, with islandness, with set-apartness. But the archetypes of both excellences are in the Kodesh, in the holy place. And any strength which has not its roots, they are, is weakness. Anyone who seeks to believe that is weak-hearted. And any beauty which is not a reflection from the beauty of Jehovah, I and I Elohim, is but a mask concealing ugliness. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. His truth, his truth, his truth, his truth.
Here, a midrash on today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, wow. Mizmor Tzadevav, Mizmor Tzadai, wow. Psalm 96. Here, opening verse, the Aleph, and the first part of the Beit verse that reads, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Shiru la Yahuwah, shir chadash. Shiru la Yahuwah, kol haaret. Shiru la Yahuwah, barku shemo. Here. Opening two verses, the Aleph, the first verse, and the first part of the Beit, the second verse. Sing to he who be who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, a new song. Shir chadash, shir song, chadash, new. Sing to he who be who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, all the earth. Kol haaret, haaret, haaret. Sing to he who be who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah. Praise his name. Barku shemo, bless his name. Barku shemo. Shiru la Yahuwah shir chadash. Shiru la Yahuwah kol haaretz. Shiru la Yahuwah barku shemo. Rav Abahu taught the three times that the word sing is used in this mizmor, in this psalm, in mizmor tzadai wawwe, tzadai waw, mizmor tzadai vav, psalm 96. The three times that the word sing, shiru, sing y'all, shiru is used in this psalm correspond to the three prayers during which the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, sing praises, Isis, every day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, sing, shiru, la Yahuwah, shir chadash, sing to he who be who he be, Yahuwah, to Jehovah, a new song, corresponds to the morning prayer, shacharit, tefillah, the morning prayer, during that, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites sing praises, Isis, to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, because He renews daily the walk, the work of creation, the work of iration,
the work of iration,
the work
sing,
of iration, shiru, and sing to Jehovah all the earth. Shiru la Yahuwah,
call ha'aret,
call ha'aret, corresponds to the afternoon prayer, because during the day, all the inhabitants of the earth enjoy the sun and its beams and sing, Shiru, sing y'all, and sing to Jehovah, praise his name, bless his name. Shiru la Yahuwah, barku shemo, corresponds to the evening prayer when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, blessed be he, is praised, is blessed because he brings on the evening twilight. Ki Gadol Yahuwah Umahulala Me'od, for Jehovah, he who be who he be, is great and greatly to be praised. Ki Gadol Yahuwah Umahulal Me'od. Hear the Dalet, the fourth verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Wow, Mizmor Tzadevav, Psalm 96, verse 4. For Jehovah is great, Ki Gadol Yahuwah, and greatly to be praised. Ua Mehulal Meod. He rolls forth light out of darkness, and darkness out of light. And here, the Midrash, the Dirsan, the Midrash note here, rather, quote, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Here, Midrash note, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Who is the one that does this? Who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. Whereas, here, in the Hey verse, the fifth verse of today's psalm, it reads, all the gods of the nations are things of naught. All the gods of the nations are Elim, all the gods of the nations are things of naught, the things of nothingness. Ki, call Elohei Ha'amim, Elim. Why? Lamaze. Why are they called Elilim? Elilim, Elilim. Why are they called Elilim? Rav Jose said, because they bring woe. They bring woe. Alelai, to those who serve them. Why are they called Gilulim? Gilulim. Why are they called Gilulim?
Why are they called Gilulim? Why are they called Gilulim? Why are they
called... Here, Midrash note on Gilulim, Gilulim. Here, the Midrash note, literally, Gilulim, the Gilulim is rolled blocks. Rolled blocks are Gilulim. Because, like rolls of dung, like rolls of gilalim of dung, of shite, of dung, gilalim, they are unclean. Why? Lamaze. Why are they called pisalim? Here, Midrash, no, pisalim. What is pisalim? Here, the literal meaning of pisalim is carved images, pisalim, because they are hacked out. Pisulim, they are mere botches. Nifsalim, they are mere botches. Why? Lamaze, is any god of heathen nations, goyim, called Toeba. Here, Midrash note on Toeba, abomination. Toeba, abomination, because on account of it, a man goes astray. To'e ba. They are called to'e ba, abomination, because on account of it, a man goes astray. A man to'e ba. Why? Lamaze, are the gods, Elohim of heathen nations, goyim, the Gentiles, international community, why are they called Atzabim, Atzabim. Why are they called Atzabim? It's Abim. Why are they called it's Abim here, here? Midrash note. Atzabim or Itzabim, Itzabim, images, images. Because on their account, their worshippers are brought to grief, are brought to grief, are brought to mitatzbim, mitatzbim. They are brought to mitatzbim, brought to grief, brought to grief, brought to grief. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, wow. Psalm 96, here's a hey verse that reads, but the Lord made the heavens, the heavens, the heavens. Wayahuwah shamayim asah, but Jehovah made the heavens. Wayahuwah shamayim asah, asah, asah. Honor and majesty are before him. Here, here, today's psalm, connecting the hey and the wow, the vav verse, the fifth and the sixth verse, where it reads, honor and majesty are before him. Hod v'hadar lefanayo, honor, hod, and majesty, v'hadar, are before him. Lefanayo, lefanayo, hod v'hadar lefanav, hod v'hadar lefanayo. That is to say, the ministering angels are before him. Therefore, here, here, here in today's psalm, in the eighth verse, it reads, ascribe to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be, ye, your kindreds of the peoples, ascribe to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, glory and glory and glory, glory and glory, habu, 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 la Yahuwah, kobod shemo, ascribe, habu, la Yahuwah, kobod shemo, ascribe, or Hebraically speaking, right here, 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 give. Habu. Habu la Yahuwah. Kobod shemo. Ascribe to Jehovah. Jehovah. Ascribe to Jehovah. Glory and strength. Here, here, here. Taking it from the seventh verse right here, the second part, the seventh verse. Habu la Yahuwah. Misha pechota amin. Ascribe to Jehovah, ye kindreds of the peoples. Habu, give. Habu, la Yahuwah. Habu, give to he who be, who he be. Misha pechot, mishpechot. Families, families, kindreds. Mishpacha, mishpacha. Here, in the plural sense, misha pechot, amin. Amin, of the peoples. Habu, la Yahuwah. Ascribe to Jehovah, kobod, wa oz. Ascribe to he who be, who he be, kavod, glory, wa, and oz, and strength, strength, strength. In the zaman al-labo, in the time to come, for where it reads, bring, bring an offering, and come into his courts. Here, 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 in today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, wow, where it reads, bring, bring an offering, and come into his courts. Su'u mincha, u'bo'u le'hatzarotayo. Bring, su'u, lift up, lift up. Bring, su'u, su'u, bring y'all. Su'u, to nasa, nasa, to lift up. Hear the command. Su'u mincha, su'u amincha, su'u amincha. Bring a mincha, mincha. Bring a meal offering, su'u amincha, u'a bo'u, and come, y'all, u'u, and bo'u, bo'u, come, y'all, li'chatarotayo, into his courts, li'chatarotav, li'chatarotayo, and come into his courts, su'u amincha, u'u bo'u, li'chatarotayo. This here, here, here refers to the occasion spoken of in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 68, Hebraically the 30th verse, that reads, because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents to thee. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem, at Jerusalem, Jerusalem, shall kings bring presents to thee, to the ah, to the ah, to the ah. Mehe halecha ala Jerusalem lecha yovilua. Me'alachim Shai, out of thy temple at Jerusalem. Mei Heikaleka, all Yerushalayim. Whither Weya kings shall bring presents to thee. Leka Yobilu Melakim Shai, whither Weya kings shall bring presents to the eye. Mei Heikaleka, all Yerushalayim. Leka Yobilu Melakim Shai. And here the point of reference on Mizmor Samech Het, Psalm 68, Hebraically here, the 30th verse, out of thy temple, Mei Hekaleka, Mei Hekaleka, Mei Hekaleka, from the Hekal, the eyes, Hekal, Hekaleka, Mei Helakeka, Mei Helakeka. Here, the words belong to the preceding verse, the 29th verse, where it reads, thy God hath commanded thy strength. Siwa Eloheka Uzeka, thy God, thy true good, Eloheka, hath commanded. Siwa Eloheka Uzeka, thy Elohim hath commanded thy strength. Uzeka, thy Uzeka, be strong. Be strong, O Elohim, thou the eye that has wrought, that has done did for us, for I and I. Uzah, Elohim, Uzah, be strong, Uzah, Elohim. Zu, pa'alta lanu, be strong, O Elohim, Uzah, Elohim, thou the eye, Zu, pa'alta lanu, thou that has roared, pa'alta lanu, for I and I. Mei hekalecha, al Yerushalayim, out of thy temple at Jerusalem. So the words, out of thy temple, mei hekalecha, out of thy temple, they belong to the preceding verse as the absence of the full stop, even in the Sefer Tehillim translation, indicates. Thus, from the abode of his presence, of his perception, of his face in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, may he, even he who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, manifest his wondrous deeds. Whither where kings shall bring presents to thee. To thee they shall bring kings presents. The literal order of the Hebrew. Leka yobilu melakim shai. Bring presents. Yobilu, bring shai. Presents or tribute. Tribute in acknowledgement of submission. Bringing presents or the shai tribute in acknowledgement of submission. Leka yobilu melakim shai. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, O worship Jehovah. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, worship y'all, prostrate y'all, worship y'all, bow down y'all, worship y'all, for he who be who he be. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, or other Yehudis would say, Hishtachu la Adonai, worship Jehovah. Here, in the eighth, first part of the eighth verse, the ninth verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Wow, Mizmor Tzadai Vav, Psalm 96 and 9. Then, as it is written, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23, quote, all flesh shall come to worship before me, saith the Lord. All flesh shall come to worship, shall come to prostrate, shall come to bow down before me, before I, saith the Lord. Yavo kol basar lehishtachota lefanai, amar Yahuwah. Shall all flesh come? Yavo, to come. Yavo kol basar, to come all flesh. Yavo kol basar, to worship. Lehishtachot, lefanai, before my face, in my presence. Amar Yahuwah, saith Amar Yahuwah, saith he who be who he be. Yabo kol basar lehi shetacheo tal lefanai. On that day, as is written here in the Yod, in the 10th verse of Mizmor Sadai, wow, say among the nations that the Lord reigneth. On that day, say among the nations that Jehovah reigneth, that Jehovah hath become king, that he who be who he be is coronated. Imru vagoyi Yahuwah malak. Say y'all, Imru, say y'all, Imru vagoyi. Among the goyim, the Gentiles, the nations, the international community. Imru vagoyi Yahuwah malak. He who be who he be, malak, hath become king, has been coronated, has become king. Imru bagoyi Yahuwah malak, that Jehovah reigneth. As it is written, even in Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9, quote, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Wehaya Yahuwah le melech al kol haaretz, and he who be who he be shall be Wehaya Yahuwah, and shall be and to be who he be Wehaya Yahuwah le melech king for king le melech al kol haaretz, upon all the earth, upon the entirety of the earthly plane, al kol haaretz. Wehaya Yahuwah lemelech al kol haaretz. The world also is established. Here, the bait, the second part of the Yod, the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96, that reads, the world also is established. Af tikon tevel, the world also is established. The world will then be established in righteousness. The world, his world, the world will then be established in righteousness. Bal timot, it shall not be moved. Bal timot, it shall not be moved. For then, harasha, the ratchet, the rishaim, the ratchet ones, the wicked, will not be present in the world, will not be present in his world. He shall judge the peoples equitably. Hear. The C part, the next part of this verse, still in the Yod verse, in the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96. Yadin, Amin, B'Meisharim. He will judge the peoples. Yadin, to judge, to execute judgment. Yadin, Amin, peoples, B'Meisharim. He will judge the peoples, B'Meisharim, in equity, B'Meisharim. He will judge equity. Yadin, Amin, B'Meisharim. And here, from Psalm 9, Hebraically, the 9th verse, this verse right here, Yadin Amin B'Meisharim, from Psalm 9, Hebraically, the 9th verse. In combining these two quotations, the psalmist's aim seems to have been to suggest a parallel between the physical, the five-cycle universe, and the social order. Alike, their stability rest upon the will of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. Thus, Yadin Amin B'Meisharim. He shall judge the peoples equitably. The peoples, Amin, will be judged by him in all equity. B'Meisharim, Yashar, uprightly, B'Meisharim. Only if there be nothing among them to leap upon, shall they perish. Only if there be nothing among them to leap upon, they shall perish. Then The heavens shall be glad and the earth shall rejoice. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, hear the Yod Aleph, the 11th verse. Hear, hear, hear. The heavens shall be glad and the earth shall rejoice. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'tagel ha'aretz. The heavens, Hashemayim, the heavens, Yismuchu, they shall be happy, they shall be glad. Yismuchu Hashemayim. And the earth, she shall rejoice. V'tagel ha'aretz. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'tagel ha'aretz. The heavens, they shall be glad, and the earth, she shall rejoice at the deliverance, the deliverance of Yisrael, of Israel, of the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty Eye, of Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty Yisroel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Almighty Eye. And the field shall exalt. Hear, 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 the Yod Bait. Here, the 12th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96. The field shall exalt. Ya'eloz sadai. The field shall exalt. Ya'eloz sadai. The sadai, the field, ya'eloz shall exalt. Make the field, the sadai, ya'eloz. Ya'eloz sadai. The fields of Eden, shall exalt in the rejoicing, the rejoicing, as Yiranu kola itse ya'ar, then shall all the trees of the wood sing for joy. As then Yiranu, they shall sing. As Yiranu call all itse, the trees of ya'ar, the wood, the trees of the forest. As Yiranu kola itse ya'ar. Lifnei Yahuwah, ki ba lishpot haaretz, yishpat terela bitzedek, we'amim bemunato. Before Jehovah, who he be, lifnei Yahuwah, for he is come, ki ba, for he is come, ki ba lishpot haaretz, to judge, lishpot Haaretz, to judge the earth, the earthly plane. Yishpat tevel b'tzedek. He will judge the world, inhabitable portions of the world. Yishpat tevel with righteousness, b'tzedek, in righteousness, b'tzedek. We'amim, and the peoples and peoples, we'amim be'emunato. In his faithfulness, be'emunato. In his truth, be'emunato. In his faith, his fidelity, his true religion. Lifnei Yahuwah, ki ba, lishpot haaretz, ishpat tevel b'tzedek, u'amim be'emunato. Unato.